1380. Amend contract with Alcea Geospatial to add $339,584 to upgrade the existing software interface for the electronic citation project for a new total contract amount of $719,244.
Colleagues, our current software and hardware are outdated, leaving us vulnerable to security issues. Our current devices are only capable of using 3G cellular service. The service provider has announced an end of availability and support for mobile 3G services by July 2019. The Bureau of Technology Services Telecom Engineering and Support has requested that the Portland Police Bureau replace these devices as soon as possible. The new software is compatible with smartphones that have been deployed with all police officers. We believe this will allow the Bureau to decommission the current handheld devices, saving cost, support time, and increasing network security, which, of course, is of increasing importance. The new software will allow the Portland Police Bureau to utilize more mobile technical features, reducing the time to develop an e-citation, thus allowing the officer to spend more time with the resident and reduce the amount of time the officer is required to be on the road, thus increasing officer safety as well. Today we have Captain Mike Krebs here to start us off. Captain.
Yes. Captain Mike Krebs, Portland Police Bureau Traffic Division. And I'm here today to request your support to purchase a new e-citation platform. As the mayor just said, is that our platform is old. It was first instituted in 2006, so it's about 11 years old. It is unpredictable and sometimes inefficient. It is, as the mayor said, a couple things. When we stop people for a traffic stop, we don't want to detain them any longer than we have to. I mean, it's just kind of uncomfortable. People want to get on their way. So I believe this new system will allow us to be quicker on the roadside, which will also increase officer safety. Right now, our traffic division uses the e-citation platform, and we issue about 70% of all the citations citywide for the Portland Police Bureau. So even though we're only purchasing a small amount of these e-citation platforms, it will have a large impact on the number of people we contact and how the contact is carried out. So right now, I want to turn it over to Chad Lublin. Chad is our lead from IT. He's the one who's been searching for this new platform and working with my officers to find a reasonable replacement. Chad?
Thank you. Hi. Chad Lublin, Technology Project Manager. I wanted to just kind of go through real quick. We talked about the history. The mayor talked a little bit about the reasons why we need to do this. I want to talk a little bit about sort of the market research and kind of why we are where we're at. So for the past 6 months, we've been conducting market research. We've had about 10 companies that were identified as potential vendors. However, only three of those were planning to offer their solution on a secure Apple mobile technology device. Vendor one required state approval before we could use it, and because the state's review period is uncertain, and because the estimated project costs were the highest of the three, we decided to move on to the next two. Project and ongoing costs between vendors two and three were similar, and neither have a live solution. However, some advantages with Alcea's solution include we've had 11 years of experience with Alcea. They have a proven record of excellent support and quality software. Officers like the ease of use of the Alcea solution. The requirements for the new software could be used for the new development, making testing simplified. We've had two successful implementations with Alcea already. Ongoing support costs are known and firm. But most importantly, the time required, as Captain Krebs alluded to, the time required to write a citation was drastically less with the Alcea solution. So in short, Alcea was chosen because project and product risk, time to full implementation, and time to realize cost savings were all significantly less. And because citizen and officer safety is increased, we believe, with Alcea's solution. Although Alcea currently makes the most sense, we recognize the value of providing an equitable opportunity to all vendors. In preparation for the current contract expiration of 2021, Captain Krebs, Sergeant Barnum, and I are committed to performing another round of market research in 2020. Finally, as noted in the financial impact statement, funding for this project is included in the Police Bureau's current general fund budget. We're happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Chair. Very good. Any public testimony on this item, Sue?
We've had two individuals sign up, Robert West and Mimi Gurman.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mimi Gurman, and I would like to say that I find it dangerous to keep giving and giving to the cops when what we know about the cops is that they're still doing racial profiling. They're pulling people over as quickly as they can to give them tickets or to arrest them if they find out that they are Hispanic. And we know this. The records are out. Racial profiling from the Portland Police Department is really egregious. This isn't any guesswork. And yet we keep giving. I understand that this is, you know, what it is. I understand the agenda item. I just can't sit back and not speak to the racial profiling that hasn't been fixed or solved. I'd like to see a report on the change of racial profiling. I'd like to see that it's gone down. I think we all have a right to know what's been going on since that report came out. So while I'd love to say that I don't think the cops should get anything more until we get that our citizens are actually protected from the police, I know that probably won't happen, but I have to say it for the record anyway. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, my name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911. And I got some serious concerns with this. First of all, you guys just put in this new system not even 2 years ago, and all of a sudden they need a new system. And as far as racial profiling goes, last Monday I watched three traffic stops within 15 minutes of each other. As soon as they got done with one, they went and stopped another one. There's three blacks that they stopped. Out of the three blacks, none of them got tickets. In fact, none of them committed a traffic violation. Two of the cars were searched. And the police are out there committing racial profiling. They're searching people's cars. If they stopped you guys for no reason and decided, well, we're going to search your car, we want you to stand up on the sidewalk, and while an officer's searching your car, one's going to pat you down, you'd be highly upset about that. You know, it's a violation of your privacy. And the police are continually doing that. As far as getting the people their tickets or warnings or whatever, I'd like to see more enforcement on the speeders. I've watched people get tickets for making an improper right-hand turn on side streets. You know, the guy's Hispanic, so we'll stop him because he's got to have a warrant somewhere. Well, he doesn't have a warrant, but we need a reason to stop him anyway, so he didn't pull all the way to the curb to make a right-hand turn. And then I see people going down Stark at 70 miles an hour. You know, I'm going 40, and I watch dude go flying by me faster than a lot of the police officers go by me. And the question is why are we going to be continually giving police money to go after minorities? And why are we buying system after system after system? You know, if the system doesn't work, go back to writing the traffic tickets. The officer should be writing the tickets anyway, because what happens is the system crashes. And you got a bunch of new officers out there that don't know how to write tickets. You're going to have someone pulled over for a half hour, 45 minutes, while the officer's calling someone in to get some help with the tickets. You know, this technology system works for a short period of time, And then all of a sudden, oh, well, we're behind the time, so we need more technology. Oh, we're behind the time, so we need more technology. We need to the police need to have more technology in saving people's lives and stuff like that. There's a joke that's going around amongst us cop watchers that if the fire department and the police department were to change jobs for 24 hours, you'd have firemen chasing speeders down at 90 miles an hour down Stark, and you'd have police officers for their own safety not going into a school on fire to save kids. You know, I mean, that's...
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Norm Santana. I want to echo what the other two speakers have said so far, and I'd like to add that, you know, I'd like it if the police would, you know, stop harassing homeless people for, you know, the crime of not having a place to sleep. And, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for my time. All three of you for testimony. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Well, I certainly share some of the concerns expressed about disparities in stops and citations and arrests. And I have said before, and I'll say again, that when the Bureau comes to us with an ask, I think we should be asking something for something in return. My hope is, in this case, that efficiency with software might mean we don't need, we might need, how do I put this? The more efficient officers can be, the less officers we may need. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I think it's fairly clear this technology documents what's happening. So to the extent that we can then get better information in regards to the concerns expressed, that's a good thing. And plus, we do need our equipment to work. And so that's the fact of the matter that has to keep being upgraded. So thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
We have to replace the system. It is both antiquated and it is no longer being serviced. So the question is, what do we replace it with? This system will allow us to better track the data that people had asked about and testified in regards to today. So I support it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.